Gillibrand believes Trump's pro-life position will bring him down in 2020. By Hannah Blow on June 22, 2019. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, believes abortion will be the issue to take President Trump down in 2020, she said in a recent interview with Girl Boss Radio. The Democrat candidate said that Trump's pro-life position, along with his promise to appoint pro-life judges, is an all-out attack on women. She is confident that he will lose the election, despite campaigning and winning with the same position in 2016. It's an all-out attack on women, so I think if this is a fight that President Trump wants to have with America's women, it's a fight he will have and it's a fight he's going to lose, because women are not going to stand for this, she explained. If he tries to take away our basic reproductive freedom, he will lose the presidency as well, she added. She also warned of Trump's supposed desire to roll back Roe v. Wade, something the president alone does not possess the power to do. President Trump promised he'd do it when he issued his 20 justices. He might appoint that were okayed and researched by conservative think tanks, Gillibrand said. He was signaling, my intention is to overturn Roe v. Wade. And that's what Pence wants to do. Trump has appointed two pro-life judges to the Supreme Court since taking the Oval Office, Justice Neil Gorsuch and Justice Brett Kavanaugh. During an interview with the Des Moines Register in June, Gillibrand essentially likened pro-life judges to racist or anti-Semitic or homophobic judges. I think there's some issues that have such moral clarity that we have as a society decided that the other side is not acceptable. Imagine saying that it's okay to appoint a judge who's racist or anti-Semitic or homophobic. Telling, asking someone to appoint someone who takes away basic human rights of any group of people in America. I don't think that those are political issues anymore. She promised to only appoint judges and justices who see Roe v. Wade as settled precedent. It is the law of the land, it has been for over 30 years, she continued. And the truth is, woman reproductive freedom should not be an ideological or political issue. I think it's an issue of basic human rights. In May, Gillibrand promised the Republican Party would lose its fight against American women.